Chapter 8. The Officer. All the potatoes were picked for the season, and the convicts were moved into the melon fields. Melons were easier to pick than potatoes, but the work hours were longer, and the heat was unbearable. One hot afternoon, an officer on a horse arrived in the fields to inspect the convicts' work. He didn't look well, and he was breathing with difficulty and wiping his forehead.
"This must be your first summer in Australia, sir," said one of the jailers with a smile. "This heat's a real killer."
Suddenly, the officer fell from his horse onto the ground.
"He isn't breathing," shouted a jailer. "I think he's dead."
Without thinking, Anne ran to his side and put her fingers on his neck. There was no pulse, so she hit his chest hard with her fists, closed his nose with her fingers, and breathed into his mouth.
"What are you doing?" asked another jailer. "Get away from him!"
He started to move towards her, but another jailer stopped him.
"Leave her! The girl knows what she's doing," he said. "Look, he's breathing!"
He turned to Anne.
"You've just saved his life, miss," he exclaimed in surprise.
The jailers carried the officer to the hospital tent, and he was examined by the doctor. Later that day, the officer asked to see Anne, and she was brought to the tent.
"Young lady," he said, "I want to thank you. You saved my life."
"It was nothing, sir," said Anne. "I was just doing my job."
"Your job?" said the officer inquiringly. "You pick melons."
"Yes, sir, I pick melons now," Anne replied, "but I was a nurse's assistant at Port Jackson."
"I see. Well, your training is wasted here," he said. "I'm going to ask the governor to give you clemency."
"Clemency?" said Anne, smiling. "You mean I can leave this place?"
"Yes, if the governor agrees, you'll return to Port Jackson," answered the officer.
Then he looked at Anne's face and was curious.
"What's the problem, child? Why are you so sad?" he asked. "You should be delighted to leave this place."
"Oh, I am, sir," replied Anne. "But..."
"Speak, child," said the officer. "I'll do what I can to help you."
"Could you ask for clemency for my friend too?" asked Anne. "Her name is Carol Wells, and I can't leave her here alone."
"Well, I can't promise you anything," said the officer, "but I'll try to help your friend too."
The officer kept his word, and as soon as he was well enough to leave the island, he spoke to the governor. The governor agreed to give the girls clemency and transport them back to Sydney. However, as attempting to escape was a serious crime, he added an extra year to their original sentence. Anne now had 2.5 years of her sentence to serve, and Carol had 3. But this was much better than a life sentence on Norfolk Island. The girls left Norfolk Island on the 10th of September, 1804. When they arrived at Port Jackson, they weren't taken to the jail. They were put on a cart and taken along a newly built road. A young jailer sat with them. He was very polite and kept smiling at Carol.
"Where are we going?" Anne asked him.
"To Parramatta Woman's Factory, miss," he said. "It's just opened and they need workers."
Anne was hoping to return to the hospital, and this news upset her.
"But I'm a nurse's assistant, not a factory worker," she said. "They need me at the hospital. Please, sir, can you take me there and talk to Dr. Harding?"
"Dr. Harding left Australia 2 years ago," the man replied. "He went to England to find more doctors and buy new equipment."
This was bad news for Anne.
"When is he returning?" she asked.
"I don't know," the jailer replied, "but the hospital has got enough nurses. The female convicts are sent to the factory now."
Carol put her hand on Anne's arm.
"I'm sorry," she said. "I know how you loved working at the hospital."
Anne wiped a tear from her cheek.
"Well, at least you don't have to work for that cruel officer anymore," she replied.
There were bulls on the road ahead, and the cart couldn't pass.
The driver stopped the horses.
"We might be here for some time, ladies," the jailer said. "You can leave the cart and walk around if you like. But don't go too far. You know what will happen if you do."
The girls jumped down from the cart happily.